It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. I'm in pajamas, which means it must be happy hour. Jiayin Summers joins me. She's an incredible comic. Maybe you've seen her on Fox News Saturday Night, or you've seen her comedy specials. She's a gift and a goddess. Jiayin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Kennedy.
I've made you a virgin hurricane.
This
cheers.
Is beautiful. Cheers.
Yes. Let's see how it tastes.
Wow, that tastes good. I feel like I'm in Miami.
Or New Orleans, either one.
Yeah.
This is a famous New Orleans drink.
New Orleans, this is beautiful.
The thing about this is if there were alcohol in it, you wouldn't taste it.
Yeah.
Because there's like agave and a couple different kinds of fruit juice, this some lime good. Juice.
I have a placebo effect. I think I'm getting high.
You said placebo, but it sounded like you said p-ball.
P-ball. Oh, p-ball's good.
Jiayin, you bring out the naughty in me.
I love the naughty.
So you have been doing comedy across the country.
Yes.
What is it like post-pandemic going into clubs? Are people ready to laugh? Are they angry? Do you get heckled? Do they yell things at you?
I think looking Chinese is kind of triggering people. So I don't try to hide the fact that I look Chinese. I'll just be like, hey, any Asian people here? And if there's somebody there, I'll be like, see, I'm not the only person who brought COVID to America. But if there's nobody, I'll be like, I'm the only person who brought COVID to America. I'm sorry, guys. So they start laughing. Because if I don't address it, it's weird.
Really?
Addressing me looking Chinese. I feel, yeah. I don't know. People are nice. They are ready to laugh, actually. They are angry because they were not out, and they are actually really glad they can be out.
Still, you still feel that 4 years in?
Yeah, I feel people just really feel bad. It's like when you are in college, all your friends are getting laid, you want to study hard. Then you went to society, nobody wants to f*** you, and you realize, oh.
That was my time.
That
was my window.
Yeah, that was a window. I missed it. So like the 4 years, people just like locked inside the room. They can just go out and run and things. They didn't do anything. And now they're looking around and be like, other people are ripped. Other people are doing well because they did not disappear. So they are just like angry. It's like,
Did you go to school in the States? Did you go to
the University of Kentucky?
Oh, wow. You're a wildcat.
Yes. C-A-T. Cats, right?
Yes.
C-A-T-S. Cats.
I remember great, that. That's a great basketball school.
They were good. Yes. Yeah. I learned English there in Kentucky.
What a funny place to learn English.
I know. It was actually nice. It was, I was a math tutor in school. I worked in restaurants. It's a fast way to learn English to be a waiter. People will curse at you when you're slow.
So is that how you learn so many swear words?
I think so. Yeah. People just call me stupid all the time.
You're not stupid. You're brilliant. You're a math tutor.
Yes.
There's no smarter people in college than math tutors.
I think so.
I spent a lot of time in the math lab.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And I got very popular because I was a math tutor. People want me to do their homework.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah. This is really good. I think I'm addicted to this.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So refreshing.
It's good for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They used to always say in my family, puts hair on your chest. And I was like, I don't think I want hair on my chest. But they would say it to the boys and the girls. And I'm like, yeah, really? That doesn't sound great. I don't want to be a Wookiee.
Put hair on your chest.
So you have kids.
I have 2 children.
That you know of.
I don't learn from my mistakes. You know, I should have stopped at one, but.
That's not true.
My daughter, you know, she's a girl. She might have a second one. She's a girl. She's very cute. She's chubby, but she got legs for days. So.
I got her.
We have Ozempic. She got lose weight, but like she's tall.
So they have kids Ozempic?
I mean, she's pretty chubby. I don't know. Like she has double chin. I mean, but fat babies are cute babies. When they're fat,
cutest.
They're the cutest. When they're
absolutely.
Fat. When they're skinny, you feel bad for them. You're like, oh, you're ugly. But we can't tell babies they are ugly in America though.
I had an Asian gynecologist.
Uh-oh.
And she was like, you need to find an Asian husband.
Because
Asian babies are the cutest thing in the world.
They are cute. Asians are cute.
Yeah.
The Asians are really cute. And they also, like, they are very obedient. They listen.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I didn't follow her advice. But, you know, I don't disagree with her in the aesthetics.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are cute.
Yeah.
Super adorable.
Do you think that women have to be, like, can they be as dirty as they used to be? Because it feels like a lot of the female comics now apologize for some of the foul jokes that they told that actually made them funny. Like Amy Schumer and Sarah Silverman. Can women still be, like...
I don't have boundary. I say whatever the hell I want to say because people can't cancel me. They can't pronounce my name. So I'm the last resort for female comics. I say whatever. I love Joan Rivers. Like yeah.
Is she your favorite?
She's my all-time favorite. Yeah. And I just love her so much. And she does not apologize about anything. It's joke is joke. You have to be able to joke about everybody.
Yes.
You can't just be joking about somebody like you support or it's not funny when you are as a comedian. You pick a side. Your side is being funny.
Yes.
Your job is to push the boundary to be funny. That's all.
Yeah, that's it. Jimmy Fallon and I had this conversation about a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't know when comics became political because you are supposed to make fun of all parties. Your party exactly. is the comedy party.
Exactly.
But people have forgotten that and it's very boring.
It's very so unattractive.
Boring, yeah, when they only make fun of Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's very unattractive when they... When they have a propaganda, when they are doing jokes or entertaining people, because as a comedian, like it's not a TED talk. I didn't pay for you to teach me.
It's not a TED talk,
right? To tell me what is right, what you support. I don't care about what you support. You are a stupid comedian.
Yeah.
You know you're supposed to make me laugh. You know you should make fun of everything that's happening right now, not just like only Trump jokes. It's everybody has a Trump joke. Like you have, like there's a lot of crazy shit Biden's doing that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like his dog's biting everybody.
Nice.
His dog's name is Commander, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
It's too aggressive. He should name his dog Hunter. It'll be quiet.
And very peppy.
Yeah, it'll be just laying around joking
and
off.
They would
doing
never
nothing.
Want a collar on. Actually, I've seen pictures of like half naked Hunter with a dog collar on.
See? He's not biting nobody.
No, he's not biting anyone.
Yeah, he's just joking off.
He's not a Biden.
Watching porn, sitting in his
biting
home.
Biting Biden?
No.
No.
Yeah, just...
But Commander, can you imagine being one of those Secret Service agents?
I would be the dog
you
up.
You see that dog come in the room? I mean, it's like, I would reach for my firearm, frankly.
I will shoot the dog on the face. Like, don't bite me. You know, your job is to protect, you know, the president.
Yeah.
Like, I am protecting
if
you.
If I see a biting dog, I assume the dog's going to bite the president.
Yeah.
And it's probably a Russian plant.
Exactly. Like I don't forgive, I mean, you are cute, but if you bite people 10 times, yeah. You know, you need to go.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
So if, you know, 10 years ago, before you had kids, before you were married.
Yeah.
If you saw Hunter Biden at a party and he was like, hey, I'm the vice president's son. You want a party?
Oh, I didn't have a green card. Hell yeah. But now I got my green card. No, I have standards now.
How long did it take to get your green card?
Oh my God. It took like a long time. But I worked shitty jobs when I was in college because I was a student visa. I can't really work. I can only work 20 hours on campus because they don't want, like they have like a human, like, oh, students can't work more than 20 hours because they get tired. But they forgot I'm a communist. Like I can work like a dog.
Absolutely right.
They won't let me work 40 hours. I was pissed. So I had to go to restaurants, work all the shitty jobs. I was driving a blind lady. Well, she's blind, so she let me drive her because normal people wouldn't have an Asian woman drive them around. She had no choice. Taking care of a lady who is in bed.
Oh, that was an abrupt stop, Joy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Was that your worst job?
I took care of a lady who had autoimmune disease. I had to change her diapers.
Whoa.
That's real. The job from Craigslist.
God bless you. Because that is the Lord's work.
Yeah, it was hard. But yeah. They make me be grateful about everything I do. Like this moment is heaven for me.
Yeah.
Like I am here. This is the great Kennedy. I'm sitting on this soft chair with this big microphone. It's so soft. It's definitely not made in China.
Soft.
This is nice. It's probably made in Japan or something. It's nice. I am
is
very
there a
lucky.
Rivalry between like Japanese comics and Chinese comics?
It's actually pretty funny. I felt like when I was in Kentucky, I assumed people would hate me, but most people loved me. The person who was mean to me, very mean, was the restaurant owner who owned a Japanese restaurant. He's a Chinese man. He was so mean to me.
Oh.
He was just like so abusive.
Was he sexist?
I think he's just he hate me because I'm from mainland. And he's from like Hong Kong and he thinks he's better than me.
He's not better than you.
Yeah. And he was.
I feel like we should prank call him.
I know. He also felt like I had a student visa, so I couldn't legally work. So he made me work all the shit, like clean the bathroom,
mop
the floor, clean the dishes.
I hate when people take advantage like that.
Your Mexican guy was like, he feel bad. Jose is like, no, you should not be cleaning dishes because your hands are nice. You know, you shouldn't like, it was very crazy. If you would assume when I was in Kentucky, everybody's so racist towards me. I mean, some people don't know what kind of species I am. They are curious because they've never seen somebody like me, but they are nice. They're like, oh, you are yellow. That's nice.
Oh, you know,
but they don't mean any harm. So the basically Asian comedians, I felt like because of my accent, a lot of Native American born Asian comedians, they don't understand what the hell is going on with me. They just, it's like when like normal dogs, they are sitting around and they see a dog with rabies running around. They're like, what do we do? Do we shoot her? Why is she on stage? She doesn't even speak English. What a crazy bitch. They don't know what to do with me. And some people just
a lot of shooting dogs in this conversation.
The bigger comedians love me. Ali Wong is nice. Margaret Chu is going to be my podcast.
I love Ali Wong. I love that she won so much stuff.
So happy for her. And yes. Adam Macrola loves me. Those, I guess, Tom Segura. But then some up-and-coming comedians, they just talk about me because I move so fast. I bought a comedy club when I started comedy because I knew I suck. That's what I did. They don't know they suck and they're still like
not doing
well.
Hell of a way to get better.
Yeah.
Like if I sucked at tennis, maybe I'd buy a tennis court.
Yeah.
I
you were there every day. And nobody's laughing. Nobody's there until you are great. And then they don't laugh anymore. They should laugh.
Are you big in China?
I'm getting bigger in China because my mom was on my podcast and she really abused me. I was just trying to explain to Americans that I was ugly when I was a little girl because my skin was dark. I had big cheeks and big jaw and I had big lips. And my mom called me a cage fighter.
Oh my God.
And then just beauty standards so hard. I was trying to convince my mom on my podcast. I am pretty in America now because they like dark skin and big lips. My mom goes, Americans' eyes are bigger. They should see better. You're still ugly here.
You're beautiful.
I know. We should tell her. And then because she said that
we should prank call her too.
I know. She abused me on my podcast. It went viral in China because all the Chinese girls relate. They all have a verbally abused mom. They were like, that is happening to us.
Yes.
So they were they made this video so viral. So I got really popular in China and I was on Cosmopolitan and GQ. Last year, it was great. I enjoyed the fame right after I came to your show.
Yes.
So got some good luck from you.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So would you ever want your girls to grow up in China or spend time there to live the life that you did?
I want her at least to spend like a 4 months, a year in China. First, she speak good English. Then my aunt, my grandma can tell her how ugly she is. And when she come here, I said, baby, you're beautiful. So she loves me more. So she understands that I'm a good mom because when she's in America, everybody is so positive. She's like, she thinks she's gorgeous and I can't tell her she's gaining weight. And then she thinks I'm being toxic. But if she's in China so long, my mom would tell my friend they're getting fat. That's how crazy she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't care. She's like, you're welcome. You're chubby. You're getting fat. That's why you're single. I'm like, mom, that's why I have no friends. She goes, she doesn't deserve to be your friend. She has no discipline.
Is that true?
Yeah, I don't know because they were starving like 20 years ago. So now they just they say whatever in their mind.
Uh-huh.
It kind of like when you're hungry for a long time, you know, you just say the truth.
It sounds like I was talking to Jim Norton and his mm-hmm. wife is from Norway. And he said everyone there is moonwalking on the spectrum because they are very literal mm-hmm. and they have no filter. And that's, uh-huh. that sounds the
yeah.
same way with Chinese moms.
Chinese moms they don't have filters.
And, you know, I guess maybe on some level that's doing you a great service.
I think so.
Would you ever want your daughter to be an influencer?
No.
Because I feel like so many girls want to be influencers.
Yes.
Like they just want the fast track.
Yeah.
And so now, like, if you were just a garden variety laying around in a bikini influencer, now you have to be like a stay-at-home girlfriend or a trad wife.
Yes. I think she should never be an influencer because I, you know, I worked as a first generation immigrant. I worked all the shitty jobs, and so she can become somebody who actually do not have to post video every day. I can actually give her the life. She can go to good school. She can go to Harvard. She can go to Yale. She can go to schools that she can actually learn things without worrying about if I don't post this video, it doesn't go viral. I have to, you know, I can't afford my rent.
Does your mom hang out in America?
No, she's in America helping me with the two children because I'm a single mom now. Yeah. I have two kids.
I'm sorry. That's tough.
It's tough. Yeah.
Tough. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of everything.
It's 5 and 3. The boy is 5. Yeah. The girl is 3.
So do you worry that your mom, while you're gone, is telling your daughter she's fat?
But she is the second generation. They are nicer to them.
Really?
Yeah, she thinks my daughter is much more cuter and sweeter than me. Even like she said, your daughter is a genius. She's so much smarter than you. I go, why, mommy? She said, mom, why is it? Your daughter can speak English. She's only 3. You can't even speak English. You are 30. I'm like, my daughter was born in America. She can speak English. Doesn't mean she's not dumb. Like, she's not brilliant. You know, that's what people do.
That's what they do.
Yeah, they speak English. She goes, you just find excuses for your own failures.
Oh my God.
I said, okay. Now she's learning English, now my mom.
Oh, that's great.
But that's good for my material. She can abuse me in 2 languages.
Yes, that's
be funny as hell.
That's true. Well, maybe get her babble and she can learn Spanish as well.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. She'll be popular. It's nice. Spanish is so important.
Yes. Are you dating anyone?
It's hard for me to date. Yeah. I don't know who to date. If a guy, a proper nice guy, have a good job, make good money, who has no, like, he wouldn't date me because I won't be around. I'm touring all over the place. Mm-hmm. That kind of man would want me to be around and go on dates. He's not going to leave his company to see me in Kentucky doing Bowling Green. But like, if a guy following me around who is like a beta, like, I can,
that's not attractive
for 2 weeks, and then I'm like, nah, you know. Yeah. I'm like, you don't choke me. No, I can't do this. And then like a comedian, it's hard to do a comedian. Like, you date somebody who's doing big tours, they don't want you to do your show, they want you to open for them. You can't do your life.
Yeah.
But if somebody who is not as big as me, they want to use me for stage time, they want to use me to get on
little
shitty spots at my club and do.
So you don't want to date comics?
I mean, it works out for some people, rarely. Mm-hmm. I think comedians are funny, but most of the time, like, it's hard to find one that fits. So I'm just single and crying. I'm so sad. Mm-hmm. Do you have a blind date? Do you have a nice Republican guy who has a house in the Hamptons?
Yeah, we'll scare someone up here.
Yes, I need to get some guy. I need a nice New York guy.
No, we'll find someone who's just walking around, maybe a lobbyist. I don't know.
Yes, I can work with a lobbyist because they have patience.
At Fox Business, they have like rich guys on all the time.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, I have money now, so I'm not looking for a green card or money. I'm just looking for a nice man I can abuse in peace.
Tell him he's fat.
Yes, I will. I will. I will tell him. Yeah.
Jiayin, you're amazing. I love your comedy. You deserve to go to the moon and back.
Yes. 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 Thank you so much, Kennedy, my queen.
You are an influencer. You are influential.
Yes. Yes. I like that. Yeah. So my daughter don't have to influence.
No. And when you're back in town, if your mom's here, I would love to all go out.
Oh my God. Yes. She will be speaking some English.
Nice.
Yes.
I'll learn some.
But she loves you, though. She loves when people look like you, like a Barbie.
I really look like a Barbie with my blonde hair and my big boobs.
You know, you are the brunette Barbie.
Okay. I had a brunette Barbie growing up, Marie mm-hmm. Osmond. And then my brother poured rubber cement on her and burned her.
Uh-oh.
It's very sad.
Wow.
Well, we all have things to overcome.
She's like a phoenix, so you reborn, become Kennedy.
Yes, I'm the Marie Osmond Barbie. God damn it!
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Jiayin, you've inspired me on a whole new level. Well, cheers to you and your continued success.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you.
Your mean mom, whom I can't wait to meet. This has been Kennedy Saves the World Happy Hour. Along with Jiayin Summers, I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.